CBC News. Remember, we're having observers now watching work. It will come up in the People's Forum this evening, People's Forum rally. So be sure you are prepared in all phases. You know well the test on the tape. Go back and review it on how to greet guests. And also, you know something about Brzezinski and the Trilateral Commission that is so appallingly wreaked turmoil all over the world with our tax dollars. The Rhodesian Prime Minister Ian Smith received his appeal for American support for his plan to establish black majority rule in Rhodesia. Again, U.S. has made another sellout, showing that they are thoroughly anti-black. Smith called a Capitol Hill news conference and said an internal settlement of peace is not possible without U.S. help, and it would be very difficult if U.S. did not help, and they went ahead trying for a peaceful settlement, that a lot of Rhodesians would be murdered in the process, meaning black, of course. Smith and another member of the Rhodesian fascist government, which the USA has nerve enough to let to come to Washington and receive them as guests of state. Every black should be marching, demonstrating in every city because of this. Anyway, Rhodesian Prime Minister Smith met with U.S. senators who had arranged for the visit. Meanwhile, a white liberal opposition group from Rhodesia has sent a delegation to the United States to urge an all-parties conference as the only solution to the conflict. But Ian Smith is greatly admired amongst the conservative and moderate sections of U.S. politics, congressmen and senators, which are indeed the vast majority these days. Anyway, the white liberals from Rhodesia want all parties to be involved as the only solution to the conflict. Details of Rhodesia's newly announced plans for abolishing racial discrimination are expected to be announced by the end of the week. The announcement expected to follow a meeting of the interim fascist government upheld by U.S. imperialism. Violation of U.S. law. When the law of the Constitution said that there'd be a ban on all trade, military hardware, and so forth. But they said they wouldn't send military hardware to Union of South Africa. They said they wouldn't do it to Israel, but they're doing it all the time, violating our trust as American citizens and making us all guilty by using our tax dollars. The fascist government of Ian Smith's Executive Council will consider coincide with the visit of Prime Minister Smith and a council member, Satana, to the United States. Changes are expected to eliminate race categories, white residential areas, hospitals, and schools. The now regulations existing are expected to desegregate white urban areas, hospitals, and more schools, but these are vain promises of a fascist bigot. The Lebanese president today flew to Saudi Arabia to continue his discussions with Arab leaders on the situation in Beirut, one of the most beautiful capitals once in the world. Now it's been torn to hell by Christian fascists. After 4 days of talks in Damascus with the Syrian president, Syria, as you know, is an ally of the Soviet Union, both leaders called for an urgent conference of Arab countries to deal with the Lebanese crisis. Meanwhile, sporadic sniper fire continues in Beirut between Syrian leftists, using Czechoslovakian weapons, apparently, and the Arabs' peacekeeping forces, so-called, that are really nothing but Christian fascists and a Christian Nazi right-wing phalangist element put in the southern part of Lebanon in power, where Israel aggressively entered the territory of Lebanon. Lebanon has refused at Fassad to return the land to the people. But in general, the ceasefire range over the weekend appears to be calm for the time being. Carter is expected to open the Israeli-Egyptian peace talks to the White House this Thursday. Administration officials say that following the opening ceremonies, the negotiations will shift across the street to the official U.S. General Residence. U.S. Secretary of State Cy Spence will head the U.S. delegation. Members of the Israeli delegation will be Foreign Minister Moshe Dayan, long known for his neo-fascist activities, and Defense Minister Weizmann, who is on his way to the United States, also known for his right-wing Zionist and neo-fascist views. To join Mr. Dayan for the talks earlier today, Mondale referred to the Camp David Accords in his address to the United Nations General Assembly. He said the Israeli-Egyptian peace treaty will make the mark the beginning of a new era in the Middle East, and called on all other Middle East countries to join the peace process. Mr. Dayan said his country does not wish to control the activities of the Arabs. Very nice for him to say that. Very nice to pass those lies and Mondale to back this mess up when they never even brought Jordan into it, and part of her territory, the West Bank, has been conquered by the Israelis, and the Gaza Strip by Egypt, taken away from Egypt by Israel, and all of South Lebanon. And even the Saudi Arabians, the oil-rich conservatives, are getting very suspicious and turning more and more away from the USA. Anyway, the foreign minister of the Israeli cabinet said the Arabs, they had no, they did not wish to control the activities of the Arabs on the West Bank of the Jordan, of the Jordan River, and in the Gaza Strip. The usual propaganda lies. He said that Jerusalem, to the Israelis, is the one and only capital of Israel, and that all religious communities should control their own holy places. But it's also the holy place of the Muslims, and they took it away from them. Meanwhile, Egyptian President Anwar Sadat is in Cairo with other members of the delegation to the peace talks, and on schedule to leave for Washington today. Members of the Egyptian delegation, the defense minister, as I said, and the acting foreign minister. The British government today denied reports that it plans to send British troops atomic missiles, and fighter planes to Zambia. London's Daily Telegraph says the plan to send a battalion-sized British force to Zambia was worked out in a meeting last month in Nigeria between the British Prime Minister and the Zambian President. The newspaper reports that the Zambian President, Kwanda, who has been a strong nationalist and liberationist in Africa, asked for the British military strong force to protect Zambia against any attack from the Rhodesian forces. It seems like there's a split of policy between Britain, who's usually a lackey of USA, and Fortress America, U.S. imperialist fascist capital, finance capitalism. Because this is more and more being brought out in the news from Sweden and Voice of the Netherlands, BBC, that there was truth that they had been sending, intending to send, aid to Zambia. Also, remaining ready to play a role in Rhodesia as in the settlement, the British Foreign Office today mentioned that British troops for South Africa was in the content of the UN Peacekeeping Force for Africa, as outlined by Foreign Secretary David Owen at the U.S. UN. I would advise listening, because the examination is due tonight. Remember, extra time for those that did not pass the exam begins the first of 5 days. Mr. Owen's talk, he told, in his talk, he told the United Nations General Assembly last month that Britain was prepared to participate in a possible UN peace force recommended in the African Anglo settlement to supervise Rhodesia's transition to independence. This is a different view than taken by the hardline monopoly capitalists of the USA that rule the world. Turkish leftists were killed and wounded Monday as gunmen raided their apartment. All 17 were members of the left-wing Labour Party. They were meeting in the apartment when gunmen broke in from the secret police of Turkey. Again, our tax dollars, because just last week, Carter lifted the ban on arms to the fascist regime of Turkey. His hypocritical policies on human rights ought to make you all sick and not once want to be under the government of the United States, or think even about the United States. The one survivor said the gunmen were members of a rightist terrorist gang backed by the fascist government. The gunmen shot four of the party members to death in one apartment and then abducted the others. Their bodies were later found by police on the highway to Istanbul. All of the 17 leftists were in their mid-20s, a terrible, tragic loss. It was U.S. guns, our tax dollars that helped pay for that, because just last week, U.S. lifted the ban to Turkey. No nation will trade, give guns to Turkey because of her outright fascist despotism, but yes, USA always comes in. No money for health, education, welfare. No money for assistance for the poor. No money for anything, schools, but always plenty of money for murderers and fascist dictators. Turkish officials said the attack was over the most heinous incident in a long wave of police violence that has claimed more than 300 lives. A group of Dutch extremists have seized an Amsterdam office of Amnesty International, and at least two people are reportedly being held hostage. Spokesman for the London-based organization said the demanding better treatment for the prisoners who have his political prisoners in Holland, which is a like the USA, a member of NATO. They want better treatment for the three West German gunmen who have been recently attacked and arrested for their revolutionary activities, and they're now serving sentences in Holland. The so-called terrorists or activists, whatever position you wish to take, claim to be members of the Dutch Red Defense Organization, a little-known underground but active and terribly successful group. Eyewitnesses say police at the scene are acting cautiously, trying not to provoke the extremists and to avoid over-dramatizing the situation. Reports from Tehran, Iran, say Shah of Iran's government will be making making cuts in defense spending and nuclear power development in order to pay raise hikes for striking government workers. They're having a lot of trouble economically, so they're going to cut back on some of their warfare plans. They have to. The people have practically thrown him out. There's a rebellion in every town. Our officials said that reduction in spending is planned. They did not mention specific programs. Employees in the state-owned industry, government departments, radio and television, and communications have left their jobs. There's nothing but rebellion there. And that's amazing, because when you get caught for rebellion in that country, you get automatic death. I would like to speak now a point of view on the red versus expert dialogue that has flared again with the most recent emphasis on expertise within the People's Republic of China. Many questions remain, but a recently published book by Ruth Gamberg, reviewed by Fred Pincus, persuaded me for the need of additional comments. I find Pincus's analysis of Ruth Gamberg's book totally unconvincing. He states that prior to Mao's death, most well-informed friends of China would have agreed that Gamberg's view of China and Chinese education, but why only prior to Mao's death? Would he deny, as Gamberg states, that so long as redness, the ideology of serving the people, that is the overriding consideration in China, has been deeply internalized and the expertise can be expected to develop through conscientious and persistent practice? What kind of bias does the statement reflect? A pro-Mao bias, under the guise of objectivity, and a chance to see how many of us viewed China uncritically prior to the death of Mao, Pincus makes a predictable flip-flop and jumps on the expertise in command bandwagon. He should heed his own counsel that being a friend of China and wishing the Chinese well does not mean suspending criticism or accepting the current political line that is so dangerous about our foreign policy to bring about nuclear war. His stance speaks for itself in view of the current campaign to discredit the achievements of the Cultural Revolution. In their haste to fall in line, in the campaign, with the Gang Four, serious errors in analysis and judgment are being made by Pincus and others eager to further the friendly relations between the Americans and Chinese people. Almost forgotten are the incredible achievements of the past decade, advances which made Chinese people able to produce enough food to feed all of its people without relying on foreign aid, provide universal health, education, and care, and eliminate decreased diseases endemic in third world countries, virtually eliminate illiteracy, institute universal education for the children, and provide a vast variety of educational opportunities for its workers and peasants and soldiers. That's why I said give the world enough time for one for the nuclear bomb, which will destroy USA, China, and the Soviet Union would eventually get back together. Raise people's self-reliance, community involvement, and political education to an unprecedented degree. Drastically reduce the contradictions and alienation which contribute to crime and mental illness. Lead the world in exciting innovations in the workplace. The level of commitment and achievement can be rarely directly attributed to the degree of political education and involvement and the realization that the efforts of each person count and that the benefits will be shared completely and totally. What evidence is there that students were not acquiring sufficient technical and theoretical skills to develop China's socialist economy? Education and science knowledge was seen as a process of cumulative experience for the people of the people to be shared by all for the benefit of all, not as property of a few to be guarded and sold to the highest bidder. It was a successful step towards creating a nation of worker intellectuals and the elimination of the division between us and them, between scholars and scientists and the rest of the people, between rulers and ruled. The world has had enough of technocrats with scientific knowledge isolated from the people. Knowledge is power, and only through equal access to knowledge can people become truly equal. No amount of rhetoric will alter that fact. I give other opposing views to our own. Though I do not agree with this article, I believe that there is not available in China proper news about the developments in the Soviet Union, so they are censored. It is interesting that they're always accusing dictatorships to be existing in Cuba, and yet it's in Cuba that everyone's learning to read and learning several languages. In Russia, are learning 2 and 3 languages, the avant-garde of liberation. The average citizen, you don't teach that many languages to people. You keep them dumb if you don't want them to be able to really understand the truth. And that's the fact of life. Anybody would think about that, they'd know. USA have kept their people completely in totality under the boot of ignorance and oppression, and they have never once encouraged illiteracy of the old. There's no incentives, no money given to seniors to get their education that were denied them while they were young. They want them to look at the television where they'll be passive robots hypnotized by the tube, just sitting there looking at a tube that completely hypnotizes them to the so-called good life of U.S. society. That's why USA is clearly wrong. That's why it's clearly a government that is not representing the people and trying to oppress the people, because of its mass hypnotism through television and the lack of reading ability and reading skill in USA. It has been estimated that less than 6% of the American population read anything more than the front page of a newspaper, and very little, that is. They don't get into magazines or other periodicals, so USA should shut her mouth again and take a look at her own hypocrisy. Please work. We're taking close observation these days. People swallowed this evening at 7:30. No, quarter of 8, excuse me. We voted to change that. We'll begin immediately with Russian, and then perhaps the test will be coming after that. So go back and get your test. Know about Brzezinski, Trilateral Commission. Know about there's a tape on it. You can listen to it in the library, and they'll find a place in the second pavilion, I'm sure. And then also know all about how you answer guests when they come. Thank you, and I love you so much. I love you with all my heart. Things are still going well in the United States. Every place that Mark Lane, Dr. Lane goes, and Dr. Fried, they're open doors on radio, television, and the papers have covered them very well, except the Chronicle, who carried the vicious lies of the last defector. They did not cover it at all, but even the Progress covered it, and it was nothing but headlines in the Sun Reporter and other papers that we are not familiar with. We haven't had enough time yet to get all the information assembled, but new friends have been gained, and it's been clearly established that we are the victims of a conspiracy. Thank you, and much love.
Regus. R-E-G-O-U-S-U-S. I never heard of it.
Tonight, language, Russian language. Then there will be testing evaluation on current news. As bad as I hate to do it, to bother you with it, it's essential because of the requirements of that glorious opportunity to visit the most modern paradise on earth. So, I mean, visit, live there. 7:30, everyone be in your seats for Russian language. Not 7:30, excuse me, quarter of 8. We voted, people voted differently. It was quarter of 8, then after that will come...
And time should be 2 days, I'm going to find her. I have to go either look for her.
Problems like culture. And any discipline problems we have. Remember, observers are noting work habits. And we will have some things to get into. So you might pick up your work habit right now. See if it can show some difference that will avoid difficulty for you. We want everyone in their seats at quarter of 8 for Russian language. And after that comes the test on current events. Be sure you're listening in the library. Be sure you listen to this news as it starts being played around 5:30 on. Listen to it closely. Thank you so much. I love you.
It makes me very distressful.
She said that she was the reason because something she did, and that if I ever left, she would be the cause of me leaving.
Christine, that is not what you told me. That may be part of what you told me, but you told me as distinctly as I'm standing here that she said I was having sex with you and someone else because they were to keep me from having committing treason.
That
bothered me.
Yeah, it was her responsibility. She was to be responsible that if Debbie Blakey or I committed treason, that...
And why would she be responsible?
Because something that she did that, you know, maybe would affect us, to make us negative.
Well, it's all been negative reinforcement. And you told me other things bothered me about her, and should. You have a part that reports conscientiously, but I want to be sure it's objective. You told her when she comes back here and she says it's too structured, the place is too structured. You people must have a running the gossip den over there. She don't like to be in here. She'd rather be out. Told somebody that Patricia better be out on the road. She likes to mix with new cultures. I don't think you've developed enough to be on the road until you hate the road.
That's right.
If you like the road, then you got no business on the road.
That's right.
That's my opinion, because I've been through too much hell over that road. I had the most high-powered CIA people that have come on to three people. Shonda James, Edwin Leroy, and the offer is just the same. Give you money, business, big property. And I reasonably think, from the actions reported the last few days before Debbie Blakey made her departure to tell her lies, that they had her hooked, and they waited on her when she arrived in Washington, and they probably... made her departure to tell her lies, that they had her hooked, and they waited on her when she arrived in Washington, and they probably are making her say the things just because they got her over the barrel head because she needed heroin again. One person saw her lift up her dress and shove a hypodermic in her knee. What looked like to be a hypodermic. So I'm not, you people, you are ignorant and naive. And as long as you're ignorant and naive, I mean that generally speaking, we've had more crap in Georgetown than I can tell you. Every week in the world, somebody's coming back from Georgetown with some crap. Nedra Yates this time, a woman old enough to be a grandmother almost. And no, can't go there and be nice. Have to go there and cause all kinds of trouble and worry me on both fronts. Georgetown terrifies me. It literally terrifies me when I make a decision on who's going to Georgetown. It's terrifying. But B.R. that's what I needed here. She made an offer, and I certainly would not consider her anyway treasonous. But by God, you don't know after a while. Some good people go in there and they make cracks, and they do their own thing, and they go out on their own time, and they won't give accountability of what they're doing. We can't run an organization like that. And we run a hotel. Who's going to run the damn hotel? It's going to be a couple of seniors, in my opinion. I just don't trust it. I'm telling you, youth is all right, but youth is ignorant about a lot of things. And you get taken in by a lot of soft serpent. And that damn near cost us the ruination. It's a wonder we didn't come down over Debbie Blakey. You follow what I'm saying? Do you want to say something? Somebody standing up back there.
Well, as far as going on the road, I prefer to stay here. The only fulfillment I get out of doing that is bringing home money. There's nothing that, you know, I have more in common here than I do out there.
Tell her that you thought I had too much structure here.
The last time I said that, I remember I was on the floor for that, and I didn't say it was too much structure. I can't even remember what I said, but that was a long time ago.
You went on the floor, but that time, that's long after that.
I don't ever remember saying anything about that after that incident on the floor. I don't. In fact, I was telling her the other night that I prefer being here.
And it was another man said you always look happy and smiling and trying to get to go to town all the time. Eddie Crenshaw told it. Jan Gurvich. That's nice. Said, Jan Gurvich, and you always look like you're any excuse you can to get on a truck to get outside here.
Jan
Wilson. I'm sorry. I haven't had any sleep due to a bunch of bullshit today.
When I asked him about that, because it wasn't discussed on the floor, and he said he didn't have anything to do with that.
Ah, don't tell me he didn't have none. Who did he tell it to?
Told it to
and lie is a lie. Shannon wouldn't lie for nobody.
When I asked him about it, I said, I've been here almost 4 weeks, and I went out 3 times. And it was to sell, and a couple other times. It was each time it was a good, it was a reason to go.
You're a good salesperson. You're a good salesperson. You're also a good teacher. And originally, you were put in there because Tom Grubb needed you. It had nothing to do with this. But since then, I've heard things that upset me. When Patty can't go, where the hell am I going to send? And you guys, if you don't like structure, somebody who told that stuff about the Guyanese culture? You like to learn and see and meet new cultures.
Well,
now, somebody knows about
no,
it.
No, I know about
I
it.
Let me
respond. Tricia, you're not being truthful about it. You did criticize structure. I'm not that I'm any example to you, not that I don't encourage that, but it's not true.
At the time, you did say that to me.
You did criticize structure. You were very negative, and I'm not trying to say I'm holier than thou, but just
the only thing I've had to say for you in the past, you'd say things to me, but the thing I cannot and I must not tolerate is these blow-ups in front of secretaries and up in the distance of people's ears. You can write me any damn thing you want to. I'll whisper in my ear, you write up all of these notes, you're close enough, you can tell me something direct. You see me, Salika Bordenay went against the issue last night about meat. I said, oh, I'm so tired of this damn meat. I'm so tired, but then I stopped to think, she's got a very good point. And I'll be very susceptible to criticism. When you guys are chattering around behind my back, I cannot take it. Because last night somebody tried to poison me. Said that PG, Patricia, did feel we should mix cultures more and that we will never be accepted by the Guyanese. Yes, I heard that before. I heard it from 2 sources, too.
That's true, I said that. I have said before that would be interesting if we could mix some of the culture.
Do you ever take a look at that handsome young man's head down there? And stand up. I think he's Guyanese.
I think it's beautiful. I think younger people, when I said that, I said I thought younger people and seniors should be the ones, if we integrated, would be good because they have, some of their aspects of culture.
We don't need to integrate any seniors. We got too much trouble taking care of the seniors we got. A lot of the seniors think that it's a big picnic and so forth and it's so easy, but they don't realize that not a check here that one of them makes that pays their bill. Our budget is at least 10 times higher each month than all your checks put together. So you can get some idea that it's not your checks paying for it. Now, I'm not going to take any more seniors in because I want to take care of the seniors I've got. Now, that may be a little selfish of me, but I know right now I've been able to get the medicines and the surgeries, and it's a lot of costs going after these doctors. Sometimes I've had to slip money under the table to get them ahead. Because some of these doctors have not become socialists, and a lot of them are fleeing. They really like all medicines and the professional class, lawyers, they're afraid of socialism. Now, one way I got one person in the hospital, I had to put money under the table. I take Mom Jackson all the way to Suriname because the government has, in such a way, it doesn't have a direct alliance with the Soviet Union, which I think it should have, because it made certain requisites that the USSR, I found out that story is this. They went to the Soviet Union. You can all listen to this if you want to. The government of Guyana went to the Soviet Union, and the Soviet Union granted them every kind of trade commitment totaling over $1 billion. They did not want it. It was used, according to the Russian embassy, as a pivoting basis to make USA have to cough up some money so they can maintain their non-aligned position, and also they won't upset the Chinese who they get something out of. That's all right. They can get something out of this one. They get something out of that one. I'm not objecting. Neither is Russia. The Soviet Union told us today something very, very good. I've forgotten what it was. What was it told us? Something good. Somebody check. I can't remember good. Something today. The Guyanese, the Russian ambassador told us something good about Guyana and IMF. Guyana, IMF, they're not giving up the liberties of socialism, so that means that we're safer long, because IMF is a poison. When you get started, The government's very hard pressed to maintain its position. Although Zambia has, there's a film that I want you to see on Africa that shows, by God, Zambia has. And so, for that matter, has Jamaica. But it makes it that much more difficult when they can cut your water off, wake up you every time you front load roll, you sleep all the time. Shift, please. I don't know who said you're in the lofts. Too bad I don't. Somebody knows. Who told me they were in the lofts? Stretch around, that's it. Move your legs, hips back and forth. Being condemned by rumor. Now somebody told me that no later than today or last night. The day went into the night, because who told me that they were... Robin and who? Robin and who?
What you read off was Robin, Leslie said that Robin and I were up there during a Russian class.
But Ron was not up there. You left when he came.
He left. He came and left. And we left after that.
But what were you both in out of Russian class?
She was going to the bathroom. Robin. I believe at the time I was going...
I do want to say, to get your help with moving around here more and go around to these houses of people playing games, funny games, and I want the signing ends to be passed down the aisle, the seats, when they're assembled. You understand? They can't all get in line, they can get in the seat, and we'll pass down. By the time the end of the meeting, we can easily find out who's there. And Joyce is busy as hell, but maybe she can assign someone to check this against our total community and see who's goofing off on us. Nothing. I want to make comments. Some of you are getting sick, and we're getting sick, and you're getting sick, because you're sick half the time to get out of work. And we've proved it. And we're going to take some of your ass out of the ICU when you come in there. Ain't no sense in seeing some people in a hospital, able-bodied young people, 1 out of 2 days of the year. Half the year they're laid up in that hospital. You don't see many seniors there. Hey, they get up and get out. Miguel DePino, he was very sick. It's a miracle I saved him, because he went into cardiac arrest. Same week, Mother Taylor had to run to her. She was going into cardiac failure. My God, you wouldn't have the idea of healings that took her. But that man didn't stay an ounce longer than he had to stay. So someone started to go up and cut this foolishness out. Quit talking about what you deserve. What do you mean you don't? You deserve. This is too much structure. What is it, too much structure? Structure that keeps children from being in gangs. The structure that keeps children from being in Tiger Bay, in Georgetown, or in some ghetto in New York right now, pushing drugs, taking a fix, or being in a gang war every goddamn night. I don't step on Voice of America. I depress the hell out of you. It depresses me. I don't even go over it. Riots occurring in 60, 70 cities at the same time. The blacks always lose. I don't want to talk about it. It depresses me. Ku Klux Klan marched on them in Cicero, Illinois, and beat them up so badly, and shot 2 of them, and knifed them, made tattoo marks on them, all that kind of stuff. I don't want to talk about that all the time. That's why I don't understand it. Said a woman, she says, it's coming, it's coming. I'm going to be sick. Talking about this USA. I can't understand it. Yeah.
That was not Robin's fault. I asked her to come with me to pick something up out of there, and I think it was my responsibility for her being over there.
I went to the bathroom, and I walked with Christine to Ron's cottage to get something I don't remember. And... when we were there, we were talking about Russia and that book, City Without Crisis, and we were there for about a half an hour or so, and then
I'm glad to hear some young people talk about something worthwhile, when some of all you do is listen to the jazz that runs off that radio that was made by white people to dull your hearing and hypnotize your mind.
And then after that, we left, and we came back up. I know it was wrong for being out of class.
Yes, it is. It is. It is. You got to keep together in this Russian. And say, I will never learn. Yes, you will. When we start speaking it. When we get some words, we have to start speaking it. And then you get used to it, and you begin to speak it. People 70, 80 years, 90 years of age have learned to speak a new language. What else? Yes, Ron?
Kristen does come over often and talk to me. There isn't anything that isn't, you know, there's anything that's not kosher going on. Also, the comment you made about I'd rather die than be in here, I wrote that up, but I didn't turn it in. I got it in my pocket now. I felt that was too much. He's generally, you know, got some negative things to say. Even sometimes when you try and say something positive, she might have a little negative interjection.
Give it to me. Give it to me in your pocket. Okay. You understand? Been a long time since I've heard from you about anything. Christian Lucianus is acting like she ought, she could, she might flip out. She was mad because the food line was as long and just unfeeling. Pushed what? It was feeling pushed, just feeling pushed. I guess she has been. Would rather die than do this talking about the very long food line tonight. Maybe someone could talk to her about this attitude.
It was, she said, I would die rather than do this. She was talking about the food line at the time. And she was just, you know, real mad and upset, and I thought that was too much. Rather than just the regular negative comments, that something like that with a, you know, bad attitude and all that, I thought it was just too much.
Christian, you said this, came in here yesterday and told me she had mouthed off in line. Says she did it because she's a hostile person, like everyone else. She's just more verbal about her hostility. I think you're wrong. I think you're more hostile because you're feeling too much self-pity for yourself. I've got every reason to be hostile. When you get home at 5 o'clock in the morning and somebody sends you something that's poisoned, I don't get hostile about it. I just wonder how. I puzzle. What can make him by that sick?
That's right.
I wonder what kind of sickness this is. They want to knock off the one means. Not enough. You would do me a favor if you shot me after you got you to safety. But the idea that anybody try to kill me at this stage makes me highly suspicious that we have a CIA provocateur. She's just more verbal about her hostility. I don't agree with it. Said that people have to wait in food lines long, long ones, and people are being very hostile, boiling hostile about it, and they didn't have time to take a shower before they had to be in meeting. She said everyone was afraid to tell you that. I told her she should write up and let you know if that was the case. Well, I've changed it to 7:45. Is that not going to help your matter some? In the first place, I don't know, what is it you're trying to impress? I've got a dignitary here. What are you trying to impress? Why can't you take a bath after your place sometimes, if you're pushed? I don't, what the hell do we care about a little body odor? Shows we've been on the farm? Don't you agree? I've had to walk in here 2 and 3 days in a row and never had a bath. Couldn't have time for one. Couldn't fit it in. Wake up. I've never given any warning to you on this, so I'm derelict. I'm giving you a warning, Patricia. You're a born salesperson. Right now I'm not going to take you from Tom, so you don't get nervous. But you're a born salesperson. And you got to get over that love and attraction of that world out there. Because this is the world it ought to be.
Right.
As Timofeyev said, I would love for my child to grow up in this community. He said, my child is spoiled. Even as much as we in Russia discipline, we indulge our children. He said, you'll be the greatest example of all Russia. He said, you'll be the talk and the musicians, but you've got to get ready fast, because we've got to get ready fast, I mean. Every extra hour, if it goes into burning the midnight oil, you can do it for a few weeks. You can get 4 hours sleep for a few weeks. A lot of folks would like the privilege to travel all over Moscow. Every bit of food service and modern conveniences and shows and cultural events. A lot of folks would like to get that experience. So you have to practice. He'd like the whole show. I don't know. 25, that gives me enough for. He's even upped it to 25 unless. The only thing can stop it is that it was made for Guyana, and Guyana, too damn shiftless to take it when they could get it, so he said, if it's still not been allocated to someone else, we will definitely get it. Next year, we'll get it. So they're tired of fooling with him. The whole trip over there to Moscow was only for one reason, to try to get the USA scared and cause them to get more money from the IMF. But he thinks Burnham's a courageous man, just as I do. I've seen him be a courageous man. But who couldn't be with what he said? He's a KGB man, there's no question about it. He's highly intelligent. He's very, very knowledgeable about every subject. Told us to get debuggers, told us how they can listen to every moment of this meeting with rods out several miles and pick up every breath we breathe. He told me lots of things. Where to find us 24 hours a day if there was an emergency that broke out in Georgetown and the government was going against us, we'd be gotten all over. We're fortunate to have such friendship. There's no likelihood there's going to be. That's why I hate to have to drag your ass into another meeting, but we got to know the Russian language. And in no damn way we can do it but study. We've got to study news, but I also got to stop the damn anarchy. Right now we'd be getting news. We'd be able to talk to him. I hope you can remember for the news when you take the test about the Democratic People's Republic of North Korea. That you can praise them because they got all their farm methods, if you remember, collectivism and farm co-ops were modeled after, if you recall the film, The Soviet Union. Do you remember seeing that? And that the Soviet Union liberated them. So, by the way, don't we have a Yugoslav film? Yugoslavia's even offered us a facility. We are going to be popular. The worm's turned. When you argue about structure, the very thing that's caused the worm to turn is out.